Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
In the end, when you hook up 12 to 25 million people illegally in violation of federal law to our welfare state, even in a country this big, there's not enough space to hide them. And since the Democrat program, the goal of it is to destroy America from the inside, most especially the economy, you don't create jobs. So those two policies of Democrats really conflict. Bringing in the shadow nation of replacement voters when they have destroyed the economy and there are no jobs. Got to feed them or they'll go home. They won't vote Democrat to be back in Somalia. Got to feed them. And so you have to commit fraud on a level that is incomprehensible.
In fact, according to a new bombshell report from the New York Times, Somalian migrants in Minnesota have defrauded nearly $1 billion in taxpayer-funded benefits under Democrat Governor Waltz's leadership. President Trump is putting an end to this dangerous America Last approach. His position is rooted in common sense.
You bet it is. That's Caroline Leavitt, his spokesperson. Okay. Listen to this. This is the federal prosecutor who has been, Joe Thompson, who has been working on this for 5 years, trying to get anyone to listen. He has done the prosecutions because they refuse to do it at the state level. So we're now at the point where Democrats are not only openly facilitating fraud, the entire justice system at the state level that would stop it is gone. If you are brown, if you would vote Democrat at a high rate, and if you are an illegal immigrant, you are literally untouchable, which means your fraud is too. So we got to come in from the outside and recapture this territory. And you could say, you know, we'll let it go. It's a blue state. We don't care about Minnesota. Let it go. Let them have it. We'll have a smaller America. The problem is they still have the ability to siphon off those federal dollars fraudulently. Here's Minnesota federal prosecutor Joe Thompson describing what prosecuting this is like. And folks, the billion dollars they've stolen, just the tip of the iceberg, he says. Just in Minnesota.
He recently told investigative reporter Eric Rasmussen his team continues to find more fraud across a variety of taxpayer-funded programs.
The example I'll give is 1 million seconds is about 11 days, more or less. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. To give you a sense of how much 1 billion is, it is an astronomical amount of money. I think we've all come to understand the magnitude of the fraud problem here in Minnesota.
From feeding our future to autism treatment centers to housing programs.
I think ultimately we'll have prosecuted $1 billion worth of fraud. Not that there was $1 billion. There's far more.
Billions.
Billions.
Do you have to sort of triage cases? Do you have to make hard decisions about what to pursue, even if there's something over here that might be legitimately troubling?
Absolutely. I mean, we can't prosecute all the cases. That's not even a realistic goal. We have to pick the ones that have the most impact.
Even the New York Times reported yesterday, if you want the link, it's attached to my Battleground America podcast, that Democrats turned their head to allow the fraud. They actually wrote that. Which means it's so much worse. They were openly facilitating it. They have to. You can't keep these people here otherwise. How are they going to vote Democrat? Keep in mind where we are, okay? They had total censorship of social media. They thought we were never going to win again. They were already doing Arctic Frost, going after more than 100 organizations that make up the Republican Party, from the pollsters to the strategists to the RNC. They thought we were never going to have power again. They were already spying on us through Arctic Frost, spying on our phones. They were spying on all the Republican committee chairmen, the senators. We were all going to prison. So they turned the fraud controls down to zero, going, well, Republicans be lucky to stay out of prison. We're going to finish off the party. We're going to put thousands in prison the way that we did on January 6th. We don't have to worry about fraud anymore. We could just hook these illegals up. We could hook these immigrants up to all kinds of fraud. And we don't have to commit. We don't have to create jobs. And then Donald Trump won. Oops. Oops, folks. We are going to see wonders. Evil wonders in terms of fraud that blow the human mind. It's just honestly incomprehensible. And we're going to see the Democrats are behind it. And we're going to start with the immigration fraud. See, here's the thing. But before they stole from us, they stole immigration benefits from us. In other words, they lied about who they were to get here. Or maybe it was the Democrats lying about who they were to get here. It's really unclear. But Kristi Noem is on it, folks. Coming up, I'm explaining this because our media isn't explaining this very well. The sheer unmitigated insanity of the immigration fraud that was committed before the billions were stolen to get these people here. Just that alone is going to boggle the mind. But folks, this is a good news broadcast, understand. Can you imagine this country? If Donald Trump didn't win, if he didn't win in a mini landslide enough votes to overcome their election fraud, can you see this country was done? This is a Lazarus situation. This is a phoenix rising from the ashes situation. We got 3 years, folks, and it's war.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.